This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Even in the best of years, Washington red raspberry growers have a series of hurdles to navigate in order to survive until next season. According to Washington Red Raspberry Commission Executive Director Henry Bierlink, there were roughly 180 growers when he joined the commission 20 years ago, but less than 100 today.
It's stabilized. It's not down. I'd say it's up a little from over the 20 years, but in the last 5 years, it's probably trending downward just a touch.
But those farmers, Bierlink says, are a special breed.
In one sense, they complain a lot, but the others, they keep doing it, which shows optimism for the future. So keep it up.
One of the big problems, Bierlink says, is competing with the imports we allow.
Even in Linden here, if you go to the grocery store, you'll find berries from Mexico and California on the shelf.
Yeah.
And the fresh, almost everything we do now just goes straight into the freezer because it's, you know, high quality berries, but we can't produce it year round.
So Bierlink's advice for raspberry lovers.
Keep buying those frozen berries. We think they're better, taste better, they're better fruit. They're grown for flavor rather than shipability. So they're really good.
While awaiting final harvest numbers, this year's crop is anticipated to be a pretty decent 68 to 70 million pounds.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.